We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith, Grind, and Inspire podcast.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith, Grind, Inspire. I am Gene Alert.
I'm your co-host, Colbert St. Laurent.
Yes, yes, yes. And listen, this is the first episode of our second season.
Yes.
Right? This is a new season. We are 100% independent. Let's clap it up, clap it up.
Major,
right? So, and I want to first start off by saying the partnership that we had with Cumulus, with OG Podcast Network, with WABC,
yes,
77 was amazing.
Shout out to
Shout out to everybody there. I want to shout out to Jamie Roberts, who gave me my start, gave Faith, Grind, Inspire the start, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
Right? Love it. Gotta pay homage.
Gotta pay homage, man. Gotta respect to Roxy De La Lu, right? Who introduced us to Cumulus.
Got you.
And then I want to send a big shout out to Tim. So Tim was our producer for 2 years, right? And he moved on. And so I want to say thank you, Tim. We learned a lot. We appreciate you. We value you. Check out his podcast, right? And then all the people, Matt, everybody, you know? So now for the internal team, I want to give a big shout out to Brianna, A Blast Films, who has helped us be consistent for the last 2 years. I want to shout out Patrick Jeffrey, who was the co-host with the most, right? I want to shout out China. I want to shout out everybody who was part of the Faith Grind Inspire movement. Whatever your contribution was to the show to get us to here, you know, thank you, right? Mm. Now, shout out to my man, right here, Mr. Colbert, the alchemist, right?
Yes.
Like, the energy that I feel like we're going to bring, right? And I want to say this because most of you guys are watching this video like, are they recording outside? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And I'm going to explain why soon. But it was interesting because, like, certain people inspire you, right? And it was funny because with the Zencations and all that stuff,
yes,
bro, to be honest, that was part of my inspiration for this, right? I wanted to create my own Zencation.
This is it. This is what it's about.
Thank you, man.
You've done
And so your reaction, that's why I didn't send you no pictures. I was like, look, I want him to see it. I want to see if the reaction I think he's going to give me is what he's going to give me. And then as soon as you came in, the first thing you said was, we could do a meditation out here.
That's it. That's it.
And so
I was begging for that. I was like, send me a picture. No pictures. So I was like, you gotta come see it. I was like, say less. It was worth the wait, man. Incredible job. Wait till y'all see what he did back here. I feel like an incredible oasis, man. So I understand all the work that you put into
Thank
it.
Thank you, man. Amazing. Thank you.
Family man, entrepreneur, investment property specialist. I am your Brooklyn, Long Island agent who understands the importance of building a strong future for your legacy. Allow me to guide you through your next real estate experience. It's finally time to buy a house and make it your home. First, you'll need a trusted advisor to guide you through the process. In Gene Alert and the Sabre team, you'll find just that with confidence, focus, and tact.
When it's time to list your home, You want to ensure you choose the most resourceful, unwavering team to represent your interests.
Our mission is to help everyone find their place in the world.
A lot of people were checking in with us. A lot of people were emailing us, text messages, DMs, messages on YouTube, asking us, where are you? We need our podcast. And I was like, I'm working. We're doing something. I gotta finish this. And I talk about single-pointed focus a lot, right? And the single-pointed focus is usually when you... when you focus on one particular task and you stay focused on it until you complete it, right? And we could get into what happened after, but in the beginning part, I was, you know, we're in COVID, you know, we're home, and you know, I'm looking at the space, like the space that you create your space. You create your happy space. You create whatever space you want, right, in your home. And so every day I was looking at, every day for 5 years, my wife and I parking this place, we go outside, and we didn't like it at all. So literally we would get in our car and run, get out of here. Like, we hated the backyard, you know? And but I always had a vision for it. Like, I always said that there's more. There could be something more. And then shout out to my other neighbor, Malika. She started doing her backyard, and she started making it really, like, really family-based. Dinner parties, you know, really comfortable, nice pillows and decor. And then I said, I want to do something wood. I want to do something that's about, you know, me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be reflective so each person in the household could enjoy the space. Make it usable. Right? And so I made a decision, and I spoke to Kobe, I spoke to Brianna, and I said, look, we got to take a break so I can really focus on this, because I don't want to be interviewing someone and be thinking about what color stain, what solar light am I putting up?
Right.
Like, what kind of stone am I putting on the floor? I didn't want Cambridge or this, you know? And so we end up going with the Cambridge. Yeah. But the thing is, it was, I didn't want to do that. So I said I had to be focused. So the single point of focus. So basically what we did, we redid the whole backyard. We changed the pavers. We created a platform. We added outdoor kitchen. We have an outdoor fridge. We have outdoor seating, permanent seating. We have solar lights that have, like, at night, it's like a nice ambient light. We have LED strips that as you talk or as the music is playing, It bounces off of the music.
Incredible.
We have 3 outdoor speakers that are waterproof. We have I installed outlets.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of outlets out here, waterproof. Oh, there's an outdoor theater, so we can watch the game. We can watch during the summertime nights. We can watch movies. We actually, the kids had their first movie night, so all the kids in the neighborhood came in the back and perfect, enjoyed it. We put a basketball court for my son, Anu. And
Thought of everything. Yo, you did not forget.
Yeah,
one single.
My wife
detail.
Wanted flowers, so we got some greenery. Mm-hmm. So we got 2 planters, and guess what? We can still fit 2 cars back here in the wintertime if we want to park, right? But the process took 8 weeks.
Yeah.
8 weeks, right? I didn't want to hire someone just to do it. I wanted to do it with a team of people that would allow me to learn and understand the process, right? And off mic, before the show started, Kobe, I was telling you that because you were like, yo, Gene, this is a great job. You did amazing work. And I was like, yeah. But because you're my brother, I quickly told you the truth. I said, yeah, but guess what? When it was done, for a week, I was depressed. I was sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because of meditation and because of my transparency to myself and understanding self-awareness of myself, mm-hmm. I understood that I was so in love with the process of building this. Mm-hmm. I was in love with the thought of doing it and the process of doing it. But once it was done, I got sad again. Mm. Now I was looking for something else.
Yeah.
And when I went to another project, that wasn't enough. And I was still like, oh, man. But then once I had the self-awareness of, wait, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is the same feeling I had after I sold out Kevin Hart's show. Mm. This is the same feeling I had after we did the Top Dogs of Comedy. Right. Like, this is the same feeling I had when we finished Brooklyn Swirl. Mm. Like, and I'm chasing it. And this had nothing to do with money.
None of it.
It's never about money for me. It's right. all about the process, helping a client, like helping a client find a home. Mm-hmm. Once I finish having the person buy a home, or I help them buy a home, you would think like I'm not posting their picture on social media. I never do that.
Right.
And it's interesting because I love the hunt. Mm-hmm. I love showing them houses, and then all of a sudden they're like, no, I don't like this one, Gene. I like that one. And then chasing, like getting the deal done. But then when the deal's done, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know? And so, anyway, this process took 8 weeks. And, you know, it's all stone. Some people think that the stone pavers are like, it's like a fake wall.
Yeah.
Because it looks so perfect. But each stone was put in place, you know. Each stone was put in place. So we even did the garage over. Mm-hmm. We did the kitchen over, like, because I was chasing it.
Made it productive. At least you made it productive.
But
it was a journey. It was a process that you fall in love with, not the destination. That's
facts.
That's what we gotta learn, is just to fall in love with the process and realize that this is what you do it for. You know, it's just really allowing people to get to that process. Even buying a home, like, you feel good helping people get to that place and knowing that you've affected somebody way beyond yourself.
Way beyond yourself.
Create change outside of yourself, and it could affect people in various ways. Enjoying this backyard with other people, with your loved ones, creating those memories is really what you're going to allow yourself to enjoy. You know, seeing the kids back here, you know, taking advantage of something that you put your time into. That's what it's for, to create the memories and be able to do the podcast back here and be able to just, you know, barbecue with the grill. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's
Thank you, man. I do want to give a shout out to all the people, because I didn't do this by myself. Mm. So I want to give a shout out to all the people who helped out with this.
Yes.
Number one, I want to give a shout out to my wife, Gaina, mm-hmm. right? Because my wife trusted me. At first, she was like, it's going to feel like a jail. Like, you know, like, you know, why do you want to block everything? Like, but after it was done and completed, she was like, oh my God. She had her women's meditation. All the ladies from all our neighbors, all the women came back here and they started doing meditation. So far, I think she's on her fifth one.
Wow.
Right? So shout out to them. Like, and so, but thank you for trusting me. Thank you for believing and just letting me do my thing, right? She didn't come outside and try to say, hey, you should do it this way. She really let
you do your thing.
The vision that I had, she let me do the vision. She let me execute the vision. So shout out to my wife, right? Once again, shout out to Malaika, which is like a couple houses down, for the inspiration on, like, saying you could do the wood. Because I didn't want to be the only person in here because all my neighbors, nobody has wood.
Right.
So they started doing wood. Malaika started putting wood. And she was like, yeah, do it. I was like, all right, cool. Then I want to give a shout out to my other neighbor, right? Who really sparked this, right? By pushing me to that envelope. And we're going to do positive, so we're just going to leave it at that, right? I want to shout out to my other neighbors that helped out. Carolyn, who introduced me to the contractor that allowed me to help do this. So Caroline, Kit, right? Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Lewis. Shout out to Pierre, right? Shout out to Diane. And shout out to Bobby. Bobby's the one that actually, he's a professional landscaper, mm-hmm. and he helped me organize and do the stonework, mm-hmm. right, with a grill and everything. So shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Dwayne. Dwayne was the guy who helped me do the floors, do the woodwork. One of his workers, Country,
okay.
right? From the yard, Jamaican dude. They call him Country.
From the yard.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes. So Country. And then the people that helped me with the material. So we have Kenzir.
Mm.
From Glenwood Masonry, right in Brooklyn, okay. where I got the stones from and the seating. I want to shout out Kim from Home Depot, right? Yo, you when know, I
first,
tell you
first name basis,
yeah, yo, bro, everybody knows me. Shout out to all the people at Home Depot, man. Like they knew me, right? The one I have two Home Depots I went to. I went to the one in Gateway. And mm-hmm. I went to the one next to King's in Mill Basin, right? They all know me. They're like, yo, with the mask on, right? But shout out to Kim because Kim never let me stay on those long-ass lines, right? If you went to Home Depot this last couple months, there's always a line. I never had to wait on that line, right? None of them.
Those lines right? are crazy.
So yeah. shout out to Kim. Shout out to the other brothers over there. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. You know how they ask you for job, the job name? I named it Stunt Move. So shout out to them. Shout out to, I said Bobby. Oh, shout out to David, the electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Curran, the electrician. Who else? If I'm missing anybody, Jeff. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff Wells.
Who's my man that took the picture from the skybox.
Yeah, from the skybox. I don't know his name. Yeah. But shout out to you for taking a picture today.
Yeah.
Telling us how amazing the work was. Mm. Appreciate you. I know these shout outs are long, but I'm telling you, this is how much I appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that helped out. If I missed you, it's because I don't want to keep going, right? But I'm telling you, I appreciate you for sure, for sure. Mm. And yeah, man. And so I'm just excited, man. Mm.
Shout out to every single
shout
listener,
out to everybody,
every listener that has kept us at this point. Be prepared because we're really about to take it up another level. Like you said, being in this space of independence, it's different. But like you said, it's a different level of responsibility. But there's also a different level of freedom for us to be get creative and really just show the world how we can be fully ourselves authentically. And I feel great, man. As entrepreneurs, it's all about being independent, man.
Yo, bro, I'm sorry. One more shout out. Shout out to Randy for helping me stain this wood.
Okay.
3-day project.
Wow.
Yo, my man Randy really helped me out, man. And it was like on his birthday.
Okay. Oh, I see the LED. Okay.
Yeah, you see the LEDs,
right?
I see. And I can control it from my phone.
That's crazy.
And look, I bought LEDs, right, with a remote control, but then I switched them out. Once I found the LED you could control with your phone. So now I can control both sides with my phone and one time.
We're in the future.
We're in the future, bro.
We are in 2060 already.
Yes, yes, man.
I love it.
And the vibe that you get back here. What's the vibe, bro? Tell me, man.
I said, where am I? I really don't feel like I'm anywhere near in New York, anywhere. I feel like I'm really in the country. It's a real oasis. So it's a getaway, it's a home away from home. And in this social distancing era, it's like you need a space like this to be able to get away from everyday life and just be able to just step into your backyard and go through that transition. It's priceless, man. So every second dollar spent is well worth it because it's going to be an investment that just constantly gives you, extends your life tremendously just by being able to have it back here.
That's a fact, man. No, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that, man. Like, one thing I learned about this time was everyone has... You hear, I wish I had time.
Mm.
I wish I had time to do this. I wish I had time to do that. But you could really procrastinate. There was plenty of times where I was just like, no one really knows. No one. Am I doing this for me or am I doing this for other people? Mm. Right. And then because it was painful.
Right.
Like carrying 94 pounds of cement, like every day.
Early in the morning.
Huh? Early in the morning. 7-8 o'clock in the morning, like running to Home Depot 3-4 times a day, like to get material, is annoying. Like, and you just want to sometimes give up. Like, and because there was no money coming in from this, right? There's no money coming.
Right.
But this is more for the fate, the my son's enjoyment. Mm. My wife gets to finally use the backyard. Like me seeing them doing the meditation was like the reward.
Yeah.
My son playing basketball with his friends back here was the reward.
Yep.
Right. The kids coming in the back. So talk about, yo, this is the coolest yard in Brooklyn. Like that was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, and so people from Long Island coming here and talk about this don't feel like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, that is the reward, you know, like, so, and I know there's a lot of hot yards in Brooklyn, but, shout out to you guys, but, but my man Bobby said, Bobby was like, yo, bro, you actually got the number one yard on our two blocks.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'll take that. I was like,
celebrate the small wins.
Yeah, take the small wins, bro. Take the small wins, man. But yo, I'm excited, man. Like, yo, bro, when I tell you I had single pointed focus, bro, I wasn't looking at anything. I wasn't on social media. Yeah. I wasn't really talking to nobody. I wasn't really doing any work. Right. You know, like people were calling me about business deals, and I was just like, yo, you gotta wait. Like, big people were calling me like, hey, I want to do something with you. I was like, you gotta wait. I was supposed to do, we were supposed to do an interview with a big best-selling author, bro.
Right.
And I was like, we gotta wait.
Yeah.
Because I want to be focused on you.
Yeah.
I can't be focused on you and my mind is somewhere else.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of times we do that. Mm-hmm. And that's when we feel anxiety.
Yep.
Like, during that time, real talk, I didn't feel any anxiety. Mm. When I was doing this project, and it was like, it felt freeing.
Mm.
Like, because I really got to focus on each stone.
Right.
I really got to focus on each thing that I was actually doing, you know, and I got the time to, and this is an analogy, but you could apply this to anything. It's not just a backyard. It's the business, the life. If you focus on your family, if you focus on your health, if you focus on work, like your craft, like whatever it is, if you just put that time to it, it will work for you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but you got to put that time, and you can't be getting pulled a million different places.
100%.
You can't.
100%. That's focus. That's any work you do, you put your all into it, your energy's focused in, it shows, it'll translate. But if you're all over the place, you'll start to just fall. There'll be a brick that's not done the right way because your energy's pulled into it. Mm-hmm. But we have to understand the importance of that. And like I said, the investment is for yourself. And as you take care of yourself, you're also taking care of others, because that's the ultimate love. It's just naturally, when you learn to really love yourself fully, then you're just, the love is going to pour into other people. And it shows in the work. And it's flawless. Every single brick is laid perfectly, and it shows in the work. It shows that the proof is in the pudding. Like, that's really as simple as it is. And there's not a flaw that someone could point out. And now people will understand, whoever was wondering where Gene is at, you see in the work where he was doing and where his energy was at. And it was necessary. It's necessary. You know, it's funny. I actually looked into the word corona.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, there's a time back in the day where they used to do coronation ceremonies, where they would do the crowning of like the king and the queen.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this is what it was about. It's really about putting in that work and really just crowning yourself. You know, when you have a crown chakra, really just allowing the realizations, and even just the realizations of realizing, like, I've been chasing something. But then you realize, it's a cycle. And then once you catch the cycle, mm-hmm. it's like, now I can change something and realize, like, now I get it. I love the process of the work. It's not about the destination. Yes. The journey is what it's all about. And that's what life is indicative of, you know. At the end of the day, when we get to those pearly white gates, you're going to be like, you want to be able to say, like, I did everything that I was supposed to do while I was here on earth, and I'm ready to get my spot up in the upper room.
That's right.
And, you know, let's go turn up with everybody that was the greats that came and did it before. But yeah, there's no better feeling than knowing, like, I satisfied my job here, and there's nothing else that I need to leave out here. Anything I put my mind to, it came to fruition, and it's been able to bless more people abundantly than myself. And that's why we do what we do. It's about faith, grind, inspire. You got inspired by neighbors, and then you put the work in. Yes. You got faith. You know, you have your wife, Kana. She had faith in you, and she let you do it. Yep. And all of it comes together just by those simple things. Faith, grind, inspire. And it's great to be back, man.
Yeah, yo, bro. You don't even know. I missed you guys so much, man. Like, every day I was like, I should do a podcast in this mess. You know, but then I was just like, it's too much. Because it was like, those banging, it was music, it was chaos back here, bro. Like, it was, some days it was raining on us, so I went and bought a canopy to cover, because I was like, we gotta finish. And when you were talking about taking your time, right, when people see the final picture, even in your life, right, in business, when someone sees the end product, they don't understand how much time, how much energy goes into getting that spot, getting that job, getting that promotion. They don't understand that, right? And I was looking at, while you were saying that, I was looking at this grill. Mm-hmm. It took us one full day, about 7 hours, just to do that. Mm. Just to do that. It took us 2 hours to lay down the base to make sure that it was even. 2 hours just for the base. Mm. Before we laid up the bricks, we had to make sure we spent the most time on the foundation, right? And this is now analogy for life and business. You have to work on the foundation. So for the 2 years that we ran this podcast, that was building the foundation. Mm. We made sure our ground was level.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, just put the stone down. Like,
yeah.
He was like, nah, bro. Because if the ground is not level and we put the stone, once we start building up, it's going to be tilted. So you want it to look straight. Mm. You want it to be as straight as it could be. Mm. So the ground has to be level. Mm. So if you notice from here, you'll see
the foundation,
you'll see we put little things to make sure that it was level, right?
Incredible.
And that took 2 hours, Kobe.
It's worth it, though.
But it was worth it. Because at the end, all you see is the top part.
It's clean.
But no one sees the foundation, which is deep.
Yeah.
Because the foundation, when you're working on yourself through prayer, through meditation, through just healing, right? Past wounds and stuff. That's the foundation, bro. That's the groundwork. That's the stuff that people don't see. No one looks at the bottom,
bro. People don't see
it. No one looks at the bottom.
They don't look at it. They don't know what you've gone through.
They don't know what you've gone through.
The struggle. They don't know the nights, the sleepless nights. And that's where it's important for people to understand. And that's why, you know, it's important to see the befores and the afters. Then you're able to visually see that it took a lot of time. And nothing happens. I literally had dialogue yesterday. Mm-hmm. Nothing is luck.
Nothing.
Everybody wants to talk about luck. There are not lucky people. There are people that put the work in, and after you put the work in and your foundation is built, everything just comes to fruition the way it's supposed to. I don't believe in luck. I believe there's people that put the work in, mm-hmm. and over time, it starts to align for them.
Yes.
There's a lot that you won't see. You may see the end product and judge somebody like, oh, well, how did he do that? It's like, you know, don't worry about all that. He did it, and it's here. And so it's like, so stay focused on yourself, and, you know, you locked in, stay focused on yourself. You tuned out the world. You weren't concerned with what people were thinking, people were talking. Like, a lot of that exterior world is what allows people to get off course. When
That's
you can
true.
Take yourself out of social media, I don't have to be on social media. I know what I'm doing. I don't have to be proving myself to someone else. It's a freedom.
Yo,
you're not concerned about everybody else.
Bro, let me tell you something, man, about the social media part. I usually post stories. Yeah. I always post tons of stories. I like the stories because I always get a lot of feedback, a lot of interactions, right? A lot of views, and I like it, right? And I did one video when I first started doing the gate. And I was like, oh, new project alert. But then I put the phone down and I picked up the hammer. Mm-hmm. I picked up the shovel. And I couldn't. And then it was interesting because the fight within me was I wanted to pick up the phone to like show me working. You know what I mean? Like, because everybody else yeah. does it. But the contractor, he's like, yo, bro, if it's either you pay me or you work. Mm. Right? Shout out to Dwayne.
Yeah.
Because he was like, look, if you here to work, work. If you here to show people that you're working, just pay me the money and you can do whatever you want.
Right, because
I got to finish. Right. I want to finish. I want to go to the next job. I'm not here to spend the whole year working on this.
Right.
Because you want to show people what you want to do.
Right.
And I was like, yo, you know what? You're real. And that's right. I put the phone down and I started getting to work. And I totally like tuned out. That's why there was no, yo, I'll be back post.
Right.
There was no, look, it was just cold black.
Yeah.
There was no, yo, I'm fading to black. It was nothing.
You don't need to do that.
You don't have to
yeah, make bro. An explanation to anybody, yeah. you know, especially
felt,
if you know
yo, it felt good. It felt good, bro. It felt good not having to always show what mm-hmm. you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't always do that, but it just, on this type of project, because it's real estate based, I was like, yeah, I could leverage this.
Yeah.
I could show people what I'm doing, and then maybe I could, because all the people I used and hired, were everybody was black.
Right.
Black contractors, black painters, black electricians, right. like everybody, like black landscapers, like everybody was black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was cool to do that, right? And so, but at the same time, I could have leveraged it and could have went online and said, yo, guys, look.
Yeah.
Look at this guy and help their business, right? But I was like, nah, I could do that after.
Right.
I could shout them out on the podcast. 100%. I have a platform.
Yeah.
I could do this now. That's why I took the time to shout everybody out. But it showed me that, man. Like, I learned so much, man. Like, you know, and it's just, you know, when they don't see this place,
yeah,
they're like, you just put a fence up. Right? But they don't know what it was.
There's a lot of hands.
But it wasn't a lot.
I love to hear that you said, you know, everybody's black, that you sat there, gave them an opportunity, and then to see the type of work that we can do with our hands, it's profound. It's profound. Mm-hmm. It makes it feel that much better. So when people do take a look at it and say, like, this is what we can do, when you really have the vision and you put the right people involved, there is nothing that we can't do. And that's powerful, powerful stuff, man.
Yo, if I didn't say shout out to Curtis from Lowe's, shout out to Curtis, man. Because you know why? Because nobody had wood during the pandemic.
Mm.
Because all the factories, because this is treated wood,
right?
And this wood, nobody had. Home Depot didn't have it.
Mm.
A lot of lumber places didn't have wood because number one, people were buying. And then number two, all the factories were shut down.
We couldn't send out.
So shout out to my man Curtis, because Curtis, when I was begging him, he's like, all right, man, this is going to be a shipment next Thursday. I'm going to put your order in now. I was like, do it. So shout out to Curtis, man. Like, amazing. I'm just super excited just coming off of this. And like I said, and I glanced on it, but once I was done, and I would like to talk about it, and you could tell me that the spiritual part.
Yeah.
But once I was done with the project, like I said earlier, like I got super sad, right? And I didn't understand it, bro. Like at first,
yeah,
I didn't understand it. I was super sad. I was taking it out on my wife. I was like, you don't appreciate the work I do,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, no, but it's not her, it's me, because one person could say, yo, Gene, you did a phenomenal job. Then my wife says, Gene, babe, you did a phenomenal job. And I'm like, you don't really mean it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it was just because I was looking for something else. It was bigger than that. So she's like, I don't understand. You really did a great job. Like, why are you so mad? Like, I'm like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what I mean? Because I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand. And I said, yo, I got to get back. Because for the 8 weeks, I didn't meditate. I didn't really, you know, I said quick prayers in the morning. But I was so exhausted, bro.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted, man. Like, I would walk my dog and just come in and pass out, do nothing.
Overload. Mind overload, bro. Mind overload.
Overload, man.
I say it's a balance that we have, especially as men, the masculine thing to constantly be in the mind stimulated. So I can imagine you just thinking about the next day. You already thinking about what you're building for the next day, what supplies you need for the next day. So with that type of activity going on in the brain, it's definitely going to become tiresome. We're not meant to be that way, emotionally driven in those type of ways. And it could become exhausting. But
Charger.
The beautiful thing about you, man, is that you're able to be aware of it. And that's the whole point of the meditation, is the awareness so that you could catch yourself. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and business people that just get too consumed in the work. And when you get too consumed with the work, and then you're just looking for the next thing, and it's like you don't have time to sit still. It's like, and getting to that stillness, you know, on average, you go through 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. So if you sit in there and you don't even give that mind a break, it's just, of course you're going to get tired, and your body's just passing out by the end of the day, and you're just getting up for the next day. So, but the awareness is it. Like you said, you were able to learn from that, learn from the experience, and see, like, I wasn't giving myself the time I needed. I was just too consumed in the work. And the work is great. That's what we have to do. But we have to take the time for ourselves to realize, like, we have life, the blessings that you have. Because it can, like you said, it can start affecting the people outside of you.
That's true.
When you're not. And as the provider, as the men, as the kings of the household, we have to be able to, you know, make sure we bring that type of peace to our family. Because it can be a trickling effect. As you can see, if you don't catch it, bro.
Because a lot of people are getting divorced. A lot of people relationships got shattered during this time. And you know, I hope that they could work through it. Hope a lot of people could go past it, you know what I'm saying? Not past it, but work through it, you know what I mean? Yo, man, how come you didn't tell me my glass? I forgot I had the glasses with the tint on it, and I had it was like sunglasses. Like, you're good. You can see, because I was like, man, that was rude. I had the glasses on, sunglasses on.
Yeah.
So I all right. So Bree, you have any questions like for us? Like, what do you like? What's your thoughts?
You guys pretty much said it all. And plus, we were in conversation about it before we started the podcast.
Yeah, what was that one? You were talking about this one thing. You were like, say that on the pod.
Oh, because you were saying something about like how we're not vulnerable.
In general, men, black men, we got the weight of the world on our shoulder to begin with, but we're not conditioned or programmed to express ourselves and be vulnerable and just reach out to say, like, you know, even therapy is like something people don't even want to hear about. But in reality, it's like when you have what I do as far as spiritual work, it's the same thing. It's like you're just looking for someone to hold space for you. And there's a lot of the time we don't have that. You don't have someone that looks like us that you could hit up and be like, yo, let's have a conversation, let's open up, let's be vulnerable. And these are the things that I've been working through, especially during these times with a lot of successful people.
Yeah.
You know, allowing them to shed the tears and letting them feel like it's okay to break down and open yourself up.
And it feels good when you do that.
Yeah. Because you're releasing. It's like, tears are a sign of new life. It's like when the water breaks on a woman, like, you see a new life. So when the same way, when you allow those tears, you're like, you're releasing, you're holding on to so much. You're holding on for your family. It's deep, because one of my guys said something. He's like, you know, I'm useless. Like, oh, I eat those. But over time, like, you take too many hits, it's going to do some damage
to you.
And you finally release it, where it's like, ah, thank you. Like, and we, now we it's definitely important. That's a part of self-care. allowing yourself to release and finding someone that you could talk to about your problems is not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. Allowing yourself to really release and shed tears is a sign of strength, not weakness. And it's being vulnerable, I've learned, it'll change relationships on a larger scale. Even when it comes to dealing with women, you start tapping into that feminine nature that we have.
Yes.
You know? We come from a mother and a father, but if we cut that off and just become too overly masculine, you know, you see this is what the entire world is a reflection of, what it happens when you become too overly masculine.
Yo,
it's just control, and I'll just leave it there. You know, politics in general has become too overly masculine. Even when you speak about women, they can become overly masculine in their ways, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, being balanced in your in your nature. And I think that's the beauty of what we do in Faith Grind Inspire. And I love how you say you put the phone down, because sometimes we have to inspire people to show them, but there's times when we got to just put the faith in and grind without anybody having to see what I'm doing. But you could see the work after, and it's like, I see. Or even when you do the self-work, I see you've changed. You're more patient.
Exactly.
You're not as rowdy as you used to be. And there's a lot of things that people never understood about my transition. Like the alchemy of my transition was about me going into the inner sanctuary within myself so that I can see myself grow. And people feel it. They feel the energy difference. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what you did, but you did something.
You did something, man. It feels good.
And
I like it.
And it's an energy that you
have
to cultivate.
And you want to be around that positive energy. Yeah. You want to be around that calm energy.
Yeah.
Like one of my boys, another big shout out to him too, Dane, right? Yeah. Of Stock Steady Supplies. Yeah. This dude, number one, because I bought this grill, don't know how to use it. Right? So he grilled five times here. We did a neighbor appreciation barbecue because I knew we were making so much noise. Yeah. There was so much debris, chaos, like trucks. I was making so much noise back here. And I know a lot of my neighbors don't know each other. Mm-hmm. But they got to know me. So I individually invited each person and everybody brought something. One of my neighbors, Kevin, he's a DJ. Mm. He started DJing.
Wow.
Some people brought chairs because I didn't have any furniture back here. So it was literally raw space. This wasn't even up here.
Okay.
Right? So we had the tables, the food up here. Some people cooked. Like, some people made mixed drinks, bottles. I didn't have a grill. So they, Randy and Diane gave me the charcoal grill.
Gotcha.
Dane was on the grill, like, chopping it up. You know what I mean? And so, Malika, Tammy, like, I call her mom. Their mom made this iced tea, bro. You gotta have some, man. Like, to die for, bro. Yeah. It's like the best iced tea I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, so everybody contributed something. And it felt good because then these people lived here for years.
Yeah.
And they didn't know each other.
You brought them together.
And I brought them together. So it was cool because, number one, that's what community is. That's why I love Brooklyn.
Right.
Right? That's why I love Bed-Stuy. Because Bed-Stuy, everybody knew each other. Right? Like, at least when I first got there.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's new people. Everybody's, like, to themselves. Yeah. Some people, you know what I mean? And then I call them transplants, but the community is coming back together. Once you're there for a while, you'll know, you'll start seeing people, because when you're walking down Marcus Garvey and you see me, I'm going to say good morning to you.
Yeah.
So eventually, you're going to say good morning, we're going to talk, we're going to build, have that relationship, and that's what community is.
Right.
So same thing over here. Every day, they used to think, because I parked back here, they thought I was a tenant.
Okay.
For the owner.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't realize that me and my wife were the owners.
Okay.
Once we start building.
Right.
That's when they're like, oh, you don't just live down here? I'm like, nah, we live the whole house.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to that.
Right.
Most people who live back here are the renters.
That makes sense.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Majority of the houses, some of them, majority of them. Most of the owners live on the front.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so they just use the back as a parking or an event space for whatever. But that's why they don't really decorate it.
Right.
Because they're like,
it's not theirs.
It's not theirs.
It's not theirs. It's different. It's a different investment, you know? Man. It's a different.
Exactly.
But this place already has been blessing, you know, so many people in various ways. Yeah, and that's it. That's what it's for. Like you said, community. And you've always been that. You've always been about, you know, bringing a community together from every venture, you know, mm-hmm. the Brooklyn Swirls and all of that. It's about bringing that community space where people will come. And like I said, we need it. In these eras, this COVID, this social distancing era, these type of times, man.
Yeah, I think the one thing that was pissing me off this whole time, bro, was watching people wear masks in their car by themselves. Yo, that thing still, since June, since the first time I saw that, it still annoys me. Like, I'm like, why are you wearing a mask in your car by yourself? No one in the car. You're not a TLC driver. Like, you got your windows up. Like, why are you doing it?
People are fearful. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. It's a scary place to be in your mind if you don't have control over it. And the reality is, like, the media does not help with it. You know, it's like they have a running toll all day, every day of mm-hmm. how many people are going down. And it's like,
they still doing that?
I have no idea. I haven't turned it on. It's just gotta get your news from other sources. But I'm glad we're here. We blessed that it hasn't came too close. Yes. I mean, it's came close to home. A lot of people have lost family, but that's where you have to really take care of your health and make sure that you're eating right and you're not over consuming, you know, whatever it may be, alcohol. Just finding balance in general is key to be able to just survive these
times.
Don't
live in fear, man. Yeah. Like, don't live in fear. Like, you know, before I started this project, I was working on my book. That was the project that I was working on until I got sidetracked with this. But it's regret is worse than fear, right? Because if I just stayed in my house for the last 6 months, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, we would have been doing podcasts on Zoom.
Right.
I just refused to do it. Mm-hmm. I just refused. Yeah. And when people were saying, this is the new norm, I'm like, this is the new norm for you sheep. Not me. No. I'll wear the mask in public places when I have to go inside a store.
Yeah.
But I'm not wearing a mask to walk my dog.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
So you can say whatever you want. But for me, no.
Right.
Because it was weird. I went to a restaurant. And as I'm walking to the table, I have to wear a mask. But once I sit down, I can take the mask off. But I'm sitting less than 6 feet from the person next to me that also is a stranger, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like six of us or seven of us at a dinner table for a party or whatever. And like, the germs could still spread, bro.
None of it makes sense.
None of it makes sense. So I'm like,
none of it makes sense. You know?
I don't get it, man. But you know what? Like I told my wife, I can't consume myself with that. I don't have the bandwidth.
Right.
and whatever makes other people happy, just don't bring it to me.
Right.
Right? Don't tell me I need to put a mask on in my car. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me I need to put on a mask while I'm walking my dog.
Right.
At 10 o'clock at night with nobody outside,
right.
Or 7 o'clock in the morning when no one's outside. Like, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If you come to my house with a mask on, I will tell you to take it off or you can leave. No, for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was so happy to see Brianna come in my car today and she didn't have a mask on. No, I was dead serious. I'm telling you, Bri. Like, I was super happy. Yo, I'm so happy. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that my boy came and he had a mask. He didn't come outside his car and he had the mask on. He had it in his pocket. No, that's cool. But he didn't have it on. It makes me feel good. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I mean, I have it in my car.
Right.
Yeah, I have it in my car, but you're not going to make me conditioned to make me feel like this is really okay. Because I really can't breathe with that thing on.
No, you really can't.
Like, I really can't.
You really
can't. And I feel like suffocated, bro. Like, I had to tell one of my neighbors, like, I saw him, he put the mask on right as soon as he opened the door. He put the mask on to bring back his garbage can from outside to inside. I said, yo, bro, what are you doing? No one is around you, bro.
That hurt me. That hurt me the most was being around family for the first time. And I'm giving elbows to my aunt because she doesn't want to. There's no hugs.
Oh, my
there's
God.
No, there's no, like, bro. Compassion. Like, we need the physical touch. Actually, even my man Dave, when he came through, it was like, he's like, it's the first time I'm being around people. Like, I'm giving a hug. Like, giving love is like, we yeah, need that. Man, especially need when that. You talk about during these times.
That human
it's like,
connection, bro.
Human connection is definitely something that we need. And it's not, it's healing. It's healing yeah. to make you feel, to give a hug chest to chest. It's not something that
we. Why do you think when you have a baby, the doctors mm-hmm. and the nurses tell you as a man?
Yeah.
Take off your shirt and have the baby sleep on you.
On your mom, yeah, the mother as well. The mother as well.
Yeah. Same thing. Like, it's that human connection means something.
Absolutely.
And so when they told me when we first had our boy, our baby, Anu, and that they told us that, I was like, wow. But now they're like, sometimes the husband can't even be in the delivery room.
Right.
What? You kidding me? Yo, this is out of control.
Yeah,
you know,
but you like
so,
said, we gotta take control of the things we can't take control of, and
we'll see. Like the other day, bro, I think I told you, I saw two Asian people walking by, and they were giving out newspapers, and it was like Communist China's secret attack on America. I was like, yo, and they were laughing, giving out the paper. I swear, bro, I got inside the house. I'll show it to you. And then I went to my office in so. We're here, and I went to Bed-Stuy and went to my office, and the same damn newspaper was in my office. I was like, where the hell this came from?
Oh,
and then the super was like, oh, there was an Asian guy passing it around. And I'm not saying, I don't know what, it was an Asian paper, it was Asian people giving it out, and it said, Communist China's secret attack on America. Like, that was the headline. You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
And so I don't know what that's about, but all I'm saying is that whatever this is, I'm not playing. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, and so it is what it is.
Yeah, we're lacking a lot of facts
yeah,
and information.
A lot of missing,
you know, the misleading information. And all I'm saying is, like, people got to fully be tapped into their faith more than anything. Like, there's nothing more important than being tapped into your faith during these times. Because, like you said, fear is not something. Fear and love just can't exist at the same time. These are just words straight from the Most High Himself. It's like, when you're fully knowing that I'm protected in these various ways, I'm not going to give in to the fear. I'm going to take all the precautionary measures I can, but I'm going to still be comfortable, especially
exactly.
in my own home, in my own, around my family, in my own car. I'm going to do what I have to do when I go outside. But when it comes to, like, my peace, I'm not going to be sitting there with a mask on. I feel for them. I literally felt. I said,
yeah.
mid-30s, I'm thinking about the people that are older, and they're literally with that mask on all day.
Yeah.
And then you have no air circulation. It's tough.
It's tough.
I'm like, even for that 2 minutes I'm in the store, as soon as I take it off, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Fresh air,
because
you need that fresh air supply.
Yeah.
So definitely, I say, people, like, take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourself.
And inform yourself.
1,000 milligrams. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D, vitamin C. Take care of yourself. D3, B12. Like, take care of yourself. Take yourself
outside. Take the walks.
Take the walks
outside without a mask.
Without the mask.
If nobody's around, there's no reason that you have to sit there and be wearing with
a
mask.
Go for a bike ride. Do something, man. You know, do something. Like, don't stop your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I told my dad hasn't left the house since March. And I was like, yo, dad, stop. Like, stop. I felt bad because, like, we were doing drive-bys, and people started with my family, and you know, they were making this, like, a whole thing. Like,
yeah.
The drive-bys, everybody had masks on. I was like, no, I'm not doing this no more. Like, they were doing Zoom calls. We're doing Zoom calls, and our family's tight. So
yeah.
At first, it was cool. And I, you know, I was like, all right, this is nice. But then I was like, no, I can't. My son, because my son is very transparent, just like me, right? But, like, he has no filter.
Yeah.
So when we try to do, they were doing, like, kiddie Kitty Zoom calls, right? From the first one. He was on it. He was like, no. And I was forcing him. I was trying to force him to do it. He was like, this is, no, daddy, I don't want to do this. They're not here. Like, I can't really play with them. Right. Like, I don't understand what this is.
Yeah.
Like, every kid is doing their own thing in the little box, and yeah. he didn't understand it. He was like, no.
Yeah.
You know? And so, no. Yeah. You know, and my friend, these kids are four. So my friend, his kid started school, and my son started school. My son went in person. His son is doing remote learning. He said, Gene, my son is having such a hard time. He can't focus. He's not doing anything. He's not learning anything. Mm. But my son is coming home. He's learning a new language. Good. He's telling us the like the alphabets and what's missing in these languages. I was like, yes. Like, it's different. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm happy that, number one, the school that he's attending, shout out to my wife again, because I know I was like against it at first, like, yo, what if he gets a sick? Like, you know, because I started believing. But right. then I was like, you know what? No, because if he shows signs of sickness, take him out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I can't live in fear, bro.
Nah.
Like, I can't.
Nah.
So, and it's been he started 2 weeks ago, and he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the school is fine. Everybody's chilling. They're learning.
Right.
You know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, and you know, so that's really it, man.
I'm happy to hear that, man, because it's like it's tough on these kids, you know, because it's like they don't. This is all new to them. They don't really comprehend what's going on. Like, you can't. There's a lot of places you still can't go.
They don't understand why they can't play at the park.
Right.
My son was like, Dad, how come I can't play at the park? It's right here.
Yeah.
It's nice outside. I was like, no, you got to stay here because the park is closed. He's like, the park is closed for what? And we have to explain to him.
Yeah.
Corona, COVID-19. So yeah. Every day he's playing. But then he's playing with all the neighbors. Then he says, so is COVID-19 not back here? He's like, they don't have COVID-19? Yeah. I was like, no, they don't have COVID-19. Yeah. So he says, so where's COVID-19? I said, I don't know. I was like, it's somewhere. It's somewhere out there. And so he's like, oh, so the people with the mask on have the COVID-19. I said, they might have the COVID-19. I said, they might have the COVID-19. So, but they're protecting us from getting the COVID-19. And it's just like, he's like, I don't get it. But if you say so, because you're the parent, I believe you.
Yeah. When someone asked me yesterday, when is Corona going to be over? I said,
when is Corona going to be over?
That's a good question. That's a good question, man.
After elections. After elections.
Hopefully,
yo.
hopefully.
It's just going to, like Trump told us, man. Trump said, look, it's going to come, it's going to leave as fast as it came. Watch. I'm just saying. Like, so after elections, bro, we'll see.
You look forward to
that. You heard
it
here first, yeah. You know, I hope I'm right,
yeah.
But I hope I'm not wrong, you know? But so look, this is the first episode after 2 months of hiatus. Like I said, we had to explain why we disappeared off the grid. By now you saw the video of the before and the after. And so the project, you see it, we're in a good space, we're healthy, our mindset is here, everybody's fine, great spirit. I need you guys, we need you guys to go to our YouTube and follow our YouTube.
Absolutely.
Right? We're going to be putting out more content.
Subscribe,
share it, take a clip. Share the podcast. Like, with our old partnership, we're getting 40,000 streams a month. I know we're not like Joe Rogan and all these other guys getting millions per episode, but we're getting up there, and
you're on the way there.
We're working on the process. Like, for me, based on this, it really showed me that I don't really care about the numbers. Right. I really care about the process, right? So during the journey of getting to millions of people listening, because we're real, right? It's real. We're not talking fluff. We're not trying to sugarcoat anything. We're being our real, authentic selves. And I think that people appreciate that. That's why people were hitting us up, because they were missing that, right? They were missing that part.
Authenticity. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
It's hard to find. And because there's no ulterior motive, we're not selling you a course. Right. We're not selling you books. We're not selling you like workshops. Like we have those things, but we're not, this is not what we're doing first.
Right.
Right. First, we're adding value. And so we would appreciate that you like, you share the content. We're going to have some great guests. And when the guests come on our show, they don't sell the product. They tell you their mindset. Mm. That's what the show's about. It's all about the mindset of entrepreneurs. So we would appreciate that you share it, like it, subscribe, like it, like on Instagram, mm-hmm. on Twitter, follow us, Faith Not Inspire. Follow I Am the Alchemist on Instagram. Follow Mr. Alert on Instagram. Faith Not Inspire on Instagram.
And like I said, we 100% independent now.
Yes.
So it's important for us to support our people that are actually independent. You know, as Gene said, he gave an opportunity to all Black people to help build this space. It's about extending that opportunity and sharing the resources that you have. If it has helped you in the slightest bit, the greatest thing you can do is share it with somebody and say that this has helped me a long way. I may be going through something. I need to put on a podcast. And this is what it is for. That's why when Gene, you reached out to me, I said, when you got a voice, it's important that people hear your voice. And it's important that people could go back to that voice when, you know, 100 years from now, we're no longer physically here. Mm-hmm. They'll always be able to go back to the content and go on to a different episode and say, I'm continuously learning more about myself through these individuals and all of the entrepreneurs that have came onto their platform. And just look out for it, because like during this COVID era, there's been a lot of new businesses that have emerged.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I look forward to bringing them all on the show. I've spoken to a lot and consulted with a lot of business entrepreneurs, newly entrepreneurs that took this time to say, you know what? Now's the time. Mm-hmm. I've been always wanting to do this business. Now's the time. And in watching that come to fruition and helping them, you know, get through those processes, those kinks, and seeing it take off, they built the foundation, like you said, and now all of a sudden everything is growing ground up. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Thank you everybody for their patience, because patience is a virtue, and good things come to those who wait. So look forward to what,
man,
we have.
Yes, Kobe.
Great to be back, my brother.
Physical handshakes, right? So appreciate you, Kobe. Appreciate you, Brianna. Like I said, shout out to everybody, because we can't do anything by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Anu. I even shout out to Anu. Yes. Anu helped me out painting the paint with all natural paint.
Oh, yeah.
He helped me paint the laundry room, which was a struggle.
You know, it's hard work, but
it was hard work.
You'll never forget those type of memories where you're saying, I did this with my dad.
Yeah, I got pictures of that.
I took pictures
of that, you know, video of that. Mm. And so shout out to everybody. Once again, I was about to end it with like how we normally end it. That's funny. Like, shout out to Tim.
But you know, as a matter of fact, I got one big shout out to my brother and my newly sister-in-law. They got married last week.
Oh, yes.
COVID tried to block them through two times. It was supposed to happen in May.
Wow.
It was supposed to happen in March, and it's supposed to happen again in June.
Uh-huh.
The venue would not give their money back, so we still got to do it back in 2021. But we had it in the backyard. It was a beautiful ceremony.
Oh,
so shout
nice.
To them. They finally, you know,
congratulations,
that.
Congratulations
to them. And yeah, September 12th was an incredible time.
Mr. Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Big thing. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, I love it.
And shout out to all those people that still found a way to make those vows happen during this whole corona blessing.
Yes, and matter of fact, shout out to Don and Raquel, my cousins, having their baby girl during COVID.
Yeah, there's a lot of COVID
shout
babies.
Shout out to Mo and Sandy. They had a baby during COVID.
Tough.
So shout out to you guys. Shout out to everybody who had birth, somebody else, a new baby, new life, bringing new life to this planet. Shout out to all the new...
The newlyweds.
Yes. Shout out to you guys. So there's a lot of positivity. Shout out to all the people who did something during COVID-19. Right. Start a new business. Build a new brand. Create. Did your website over. Got business cards. Like, you know, so funny. So my company, ACA Branding, right? I had a little fear because I kept watching the news. People were like, oh my God, no one's going to use business cards no more and everything, right? So I was like, damn, man, my business is about to shut down, right? And so, but the interesting part about it is that without me promoting, without me doing anything, we actually had a surge of business card clients, people requesting print flyers, menus for their restaurants, because now they have to give it to the Uber Eats, put it in the bags to deliver. So we had a surge of restaurants hitting us up, and a lot of print shops closed.
Yep.
So because a lot of print shops closed, shout out to them. Thank you. I mean, because it was a blessing for me because ACA, we got busy.
Yeah.
Right. And because the formula that I set up years ago actually came in handy now.
Foundation. Right? Foundation.
And so the foundation, like I said, you see, build the foundation. Take the time. Don't rush the foundation. Right. Like I said earlier, the foundation of that grill took 2 hours to do. 2 hours. Just to make sure that the it look as perfect as it can. So your business, even if it takes you a year, 2 years, 3 years to build a foundation, it's fine because at the end, it's going to pay off.
Last forever. Last forever. Sustainability. That's what it's about.
Yes,
you want to be sustainable through any type of era, any type of pandemic.
Stay consistent.
That's what it's about.
You got to stay consistent. And people were hitting us up like, oh, we need new business cards. We need print. I'm talking about Keller Williams, real estate company. Like all these people, like big companies were hitting us up like, we need cards. We heard you're the card guy and our card guy is not picking up the phone for months.
Right.
So now we need someone new. And guess what? I'm consistent. I'm here.
Yeah.
That's the only work. At midnight, after I leave here at 11 o'clock at night, after I finish cleaning up here, I'll go inside and do some work and send jobs to print at 12. And because my office is all, you know, people were laughing at me before, right? And we're going to end here, right? People used to laugh at me. And Brianna used to be like, oh, my God, Gene, you're so tech, right? Because I had the fingerprint entry, the codes and stuff. But guess what? Now I could be home. I can have my client go to the office. I give them a temporary code, usually their last four, their phone number. And then all of a sudden they go in and their business cards, their package is literally right there. So they don't have to, if they're scared, they don't have to talk to anyone. They don't have to meet anyone.
Just
they can literally come in, put the code in, grab their package and leave. So now it's like super convenient. Even my bathroom, they used to laugh at me because they're like, oh my God, you're so extra because I had the no touch soap dispenser, the no touch, you know, paper towel holder.
You knew it was coming.
And I knew it was coming, bro. I was ready. I was ready. What can I say?
I love it.
So, anyway, so with that, man, thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of Fame Grind Inspire. I can't wait for the next episode. And you know what? I'm going to tell him who it is. I never did this, but I'm going to tell him. His name is Alvin Parker, right? The Fade Game. But I'm going to let him tell you his other name. But this dude had a barbershop called The Fade Game, and he was probably one of the only barbershops that were still making money, right, without cutting hair.
Right.
And I'm gonna let him tell the story on the next week episode. All right. So tune in. Thank you guys. Peace.